Hi everyone, I'm Gary Lewis and welcome to the Geo Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the three main reasons why people and civilizations have grown up around active volcanoes. I am sure that almost everybody has seen photographs, or maybe been lucky enough to visit the ruins of Pompeii, which sits around the active volcano of Vesuvius, which sits behind the Italian city of Naples. Ever since I was a small kid, I've been fascinated with Pompeii. My grandparents gave me a book called History Makers that had articles about Pompeii in it and had photographs of not only the ruined buildings but of the plaster cast of the poor people who died during the eruption of Vesuvius in AD 79. But what I have always found fascinating is, why did people come back? Why was it that the city of Pompeii and nearby Herculaneum that was also destroyed, why are those places now completely surrounded by the suburbia of the ever-spreading city of Naples? But likewise, why do people live around active volcanoes in other parts of the world, like Fuji in Japan, or the volcanoes of Iceland, or Hawaii, just to mention a few? And I've come across three main reasons why people live near these volcanoes, the first being the most important, and the other two somewhat related to the first. If you're a teacher who is talking about this topic with your students, maybe stop the podcast and find out what your students think the reasons are. Okay, so the number one reason is because the soils that are around volcanoes are generally very, very productive. So as civilizations move from being hunters and collectors through to growing their own crops and agriculture started, being in locations where the soils are rich in minerals and nutrients so your crops grow quickly and abundantly was a big reason why people started building their farms close to volcanoes. Farms grew into hamlets, hamlets grew into villages, villages grew into cities, so we ended up with major civilizations developing around the zones of active volcanism. This is obviously not true everywhere on our planet, but there certainly has been a tendency for people to live around active volcanoes because they know that they're going to be able to grow their crops successfully in the rich soils. What is interesting is that the volcanoes that are the most explosive type, like Vesuvius, have a tendency to have the richest soils because the explosive nature of the volcanism means that lots of ash is produced and falls on the ground, which creates a really great soil compared to a solid, hard lava flow like we get from the volcanoes, say, in Iceland or Hawaii. The second reason why people lived around volcanoes were from some of the mineral resources that are found around volcanic provinces. And I'm talking about things like mineral sulfur, but some of the metallic minerals, so copper and lead, are associated with volcanic rocks. So firstly, they were brought there for agriculture, and secondly, people lived in places where they were mining these materials and being able to trade them for other things in their civilization or with other towns. And the final thing is that volcanoes were seen to be sacred places by many people. The mountain is spitting out fire, it glows at night, it rumbles, and this was always seen to be the sign of the gods being happy or not happy about what their town or their people were doing. So being close to their gods in these volcanoes was a reason for people to live near them, so they could be there to appease their gods when their gods appeared to be angry. So as a recap, the three reasons that I see is agriculture, mineral resources, and then this spiritual needing to appease the gods. And that's it for this episode, talking about why people and civilizations grew up near active volcanoes. But if you're interested to find out more about geoscience, come check us out at geoetc.com. That's geoetc.com, where you'll find classroom activities, posters, and even trips that we lead to places like Italy, Hawaii, Iceland, Australia, and beyond. But for now, keep on rocking.